Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Up Today Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for the week of Monday, October 8th for AgDaily.com. This is Monday afternoon. The grains are within 10 minutes of closing. Corn's down a penny and three quarters. Beans are up a quarter. Wheat's down 6 cents. For the week, we've got the export inspections tomorrow. They weren't released today because of the holiday. We also expect that President Trump will announce E15, available all year round. That should be a little bit of a help to the corn market. We've got the WASDE report on Thursday. Most analysts believe we're going to see higher production numbers in corn and beans. But with the weather over the last 2-3 weeks and the continuing wet weather that we're seeing and cold weather up north, I think we're going to have to shave those numbers a little bit. I still expect big carryouts, but maybe not as big as had been anticipated just 3 weeks ago. The funds are still short about 40,000 contracts of beans, short about 60,000 contracts of corn. They're short about 70,000 contracts of bean oil. So there's still some buying power here. And frankly, I wouldn't be surprised, even if we see a little bit bearish report on Thursday, that if this market doesn't rally toward the end of the month. We still have the insurance pricing that needs to be done in the month of October, and the tendency is to move higher during the month of October. The weather remains cold and wet. We're warmed up a little bit here in the Midwest today, but right back down tomorrow again. So what we are is very wet out here, some flooding around. There's diseases cropping up in the corn, some white mold and other issues. The beans have had some diseases as well. So when it's all said and done, you know, I think we've got to shave these numbers a little bit. Demand picked up last week on the export sales of corn and beans. That was a good sign, but the dollar has been relatively strong the last week or so. We're back to 95.40, which is a bit high to attract any new export business. But the main thing in the wheat market is we've got to see some export demand, which we haven't seen. The markets all look like they want to move higher from a technical standpoint, but we just need some kind of impetus, and we haven't quite seen that yet. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.